Catholic Connection is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Welcome to Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo, keeping you connected to your faith and your world. Teresa tackles the issues of faith and culture, the pro-life message, and media awareness. And now, here's Teresa Tomeo.
And it is a Monday, as I like to say, it's Christmas Eve Eve. It is December 23rd, 2024, the fourth week of Advent, very short-lived, of course, because Christmas is Wednesday, but it's great to be with you. And so excited about our show today, and want to wish you and yours a very, very merry, merry Christmas. Coming up today in the program, we have a wonderful friend of ours here at EWTN and Ave Maria Radio, Bishop Joseph Coffey. He is actually based in Philadelphia. That's where he is when he's home, but he serves as an amazing military chaplain for the Navy, and he also is with us on the Good News Cruises. Now, he's not going to be with us in 25, but he will be back with us in 26, and that's what we're going to talk about this morning, the Good News Cruise 2026, because it's selling out quickly, and we want to give you a chance to jump on board, pun intended. It is going to be an amazing cruise, and so many of the people that are coming are with EWTN. So if you're an EWTN follower, you might want to follow us on the cruise. It is going to be great. We'll give you the details, and we'll just talk about the importance as we go into the Jubilee year, which actually opens tomorrow, with the Holy Father opening the holy doors. And as Doug Keck mentioned on Friday in our Inside Word segment, they are going to have all kinds of great coverage. So make sure you always keep us on, but especially over the Christmas holiday, because there's so many special events coming up. But first, the opening of the Holy Doors in Rome tomorrow at St. Peter's, and then moving to the other major basilicas, including St. John Lateran, St. Paul Outside the Walls, St. Mary Major. And then once the new year kicks in, there's going to be all kinds of beautiful activities related to various ministries and different themes and issues. And I wrote a big piece on that for Catholic News Agency, so that should be posted soon. I believe it's going to be posted sometime this week. So I kind of go through that and give you an idea of how to make the most of the Jubilee year at home, in Rome, and beyond. So that's coming up on Catholic News Agency. But anyway, back to our guest, Bishop Joseph Coffey, will be joining us to discuss lots of good news, including the Good News Cruise. And then we're going to talk to author Viviana Maria Folletti. She has two books she wants to share with us, and I think you'll still be able to get them for Christmas. We'll speak with her. Gail Buckley-Berringer will wrap us up on a Monday morning with our scripture verse of the week. And that will be our show for a Monday, as I mentioned, Christmas Eve Eve. Okay, so what's the weather look like? Well, we have a series of Pacific storm systems crossing the Northwest this week, bringing gusty winds, periods of heavy rain, and mountain snow. A few locally severe storms could occur across parts of central and east Texas, and that could happen tomorrow, Christmas Eve. But generally mild conditions and above average temps expected Christmas Day across the majority of the U.S. So that's good news if you're going somewhere for Christmas. Doesn't look like it's going to be bad at all for the travel, at least so far. Right now it is 3 minutes past the hour. A lot of news to get to, even though it's Christmas time. They're still happening. The world goes on. So let's get started again, almost, well, 3.5 minutes past the hour. It is a Monday morning, Christmas Eve Eve, and this program, as always, brought to you by our friends at House of Joppa, houseofjoppa.com. Chris Garagio tells us police are now offering more information about the man who drove a vehicle into a crowded Christmas market in Germany.
The attack happened Friday in the city of Magdeburg, killing 5 people and injuring 200 more. German officials believe this was a targeted attack and say the suspect had recently voiced strong anti-Islamic and anti-immigration views online. They've identified the suspect as a self-described member of the liberal opposition to Saudi Arabia who was working in Germany as a psychiatrist. Police have yet to announce a clear motive, but U.S. officials are investigating whether the incident is terrorism-related.
Pope Francis expressing his dismay upon hearing news of that attack that took place in Germany in a telegram signed by Cardinal Secretary of State Pietro Parolin and sent to the President of the Federal Republic of Germany. The Pope said he shares in the grief of those affected and is assuring all the victims of his spiritual closeness. Catholic News Agency tells us the telegram also noting all those who are working to support the victims at the difficult time. Pope Francis thanking them for their outreach while he prays to the deceased and entrusts them to Christ our hope, invoking from the heart divine support and consolation for all. The Pope on Sunday also lamenting the ongoing war and violence affecting families in Gaza and other parts of the world in the lead up to Christmas and called for a ceasefire on all war fronts. CNA saying the Pope remarked during his Angelus address, "With sorrow, I think of Gaza and so much cruelty of the children, machine gun, the bombing of schools and hospitals." The message was given via a video live stream from his Casa Santa Marta residence within the Vatican due to a cold. The Holy Father adding, "Let us pray for a ceasefire on all war fronts in Ukraine, the Holy Land, in all the Middle East, and the entire world at Christmas." And he decried all violent attacks also and tortured Ukraine, especially those that have damaged schools, hospitals, and churches throughout the Eastern European nation since it was invaded by Russia 2 years ago. And as Christmas approaches, the Pope, as Christopher Wells tells us, is also focusing on the gift of motherhood and the miracle of life. Mention this at the Angelus for the fourth Sunday of Advent.
On the fourth Sunday of Advent, just a few days before Christmas, Pope Francis invited the faithful to recognize God's presence and God's love for each one of us, and especially in the gift of every life, of every child carried in its mother's womb. The Holy Father based his reflection on the encounter between the Virgin Mary and her cousin Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist, a meeting of two women rejoicing at the extraordinary gift of motherhood. In St. Peter's Square, too, the Pope said, there are mothers with their children and expectant mothers.
Per favore, non restiamo indifferenti alla loro presenza.
Please, let us not remain indifferent to their presence, he said. Let us marvel at their beauty, and, as Mary and Elizabeth did, at the beauty of expectant mothers. Let us bless mothers and give praise to God for the miracle of life. Amidst the joyful celebrations of Christmas, the Pope said, let us remember to express the feelings of joy every time we meet a mother who is carrying a child in her arms or in her womb.
Ricordiamoci però di esprimere sentimenti di gioia ogni volta che incontriamo una madre che porta in braccio o in grembo il suo bambino.
So that every motherhood may be blessed, and the name of God thanked and exalted in every mother of the world. Ahead of the traditional blessing of the Bambinelli, the baby Jesus figures that will be placed in nativity scenes throughout Italy and around the world, Pope Francis asked the faithful to reflect, do I thank the Lord because he made himself a man like us, to share in all of our existence apart from sin? Do I praise him and bless him for every child that is born? Do I support and defend the sacred value of the life of the little ones from the moment of their conception in the maternal womb?
Maria, la benedetta fra tutte le donne, ci renda capaci di provare stupore e gratitudine.
Pope Francis concluded his reflection with the prayer that Mary, blessed among women, might make us capable of experiencing wonder and gratitude before the mystery of nascent life. I'm Christopher Wells.
In New York City, Scott Pringle is telling us a suspect accused of deliberately setting a homeless woman on fire, killing her on a Brooklyn subway, is now in custody.
The suspect approached a sleeping woman on a train at the Coney Island Stillwell Avenue subway stop Sunday morning and set her clothing on fire with a lighter. He then watched her burn from the platform. The woman was pronounced dead after responding officers put the fire out. MTA Chief Michael Kemper credits three high schoolers for calling police after spotting the alleged suspect later in the day.
There must be strong, swift consequences. There is no room in civilized society for people like him to be walking around.
Sources identifying the person of interest to Fox News Digital as 33-year-old Sebastian Zepeda, saying he entered the U.S. from Guatemala approximately a year ago, but whether he did so legally was unclear at that point. Representative Tony Gonzalez says the U.S. should be concerned about terrorists entering the country through the southern border, the Texas Republican appearing on CBS's Face the Nation.
This year, the Biden administration has apprehended 600 Syrians. Does that mean all those Syrians are terrorists? Of course not. But do we know who these people are and are they coming into our country?
He called for the southern border to be strengthened, but insisted he still supports allowing refugees into the country legally. Luigi Mangione is due back in court in New York City today, where he is expected to be arraigned on state charges. This, as Kristen Marks reports, after the 26-year-old Ivy League grad appeared in a federal court on Thursday to face charges of murder, stalking, and a firearms offense in this month's fatal shooting of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
The Manhattan DA's office says they've been coordinating with the feds on Mangione's arraignment on 11 state charges that include murder with a terrorism enhancement. Mangione is being held at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn, where Sean Diddy Combs is being housed as he awaits trial on charges of racketeering and sex trafficking.
Meanwhile, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is as concerned, he says, about online rhetoric following the killing of Brian Thompson. Appearing over the weekend on CBS's Face the Nation, Mayorkas said his agency is watching the outpouring of support on social media for Thompson's alleged assassin, Luigi Mangione.
It speaks of what is really bubbling here in this country, and unfortunately, we see that manifested in violence.
Mangione was arrested less than a week after the murder with a manifesto that appears to express anger at the private health insurance industry for denying patients life-saving medical care. Mayorkas says he's alarmed by the heroism that's being attributed to an alleged murderer. A 7-year-old boy is recovering from heart surgery after a drone at a holiday light show reportedly fell from the sky and hit him in the chest. The boy's mother talked about what happened.
This should not happen. No family should be going through this off of, you know, trying to watch a show and have a good time.
Adriana Edgerton explains the incident happened over the weekend on Saturday in Orlando, Florida, at an annual holiday drone show. The FAA says some of the small drones collided and fell into the crowd, seriously hurting the boy. President-elect Trump has returned to Arizona, a key swing state for Turning Point USA America's Fest event recently. Trump telling a crowd in Phoenix over the weekend his administration will live by the motto, promises made, promises kept.
We're going to cut your taxes, end inflation, slash your prices, raise your wages, and bring thousands of factories roaring back to America.
Trump also focusing on border issues, noting the drug epidemic, and specifically mentioning fentanyl coming across the U.S.-Mexico border. He pledged to designate drug cartels as foreign terrorists and get them out of the U.S. with mass deportations. And the government shutdown has been averted. Benji Heyer reports on this weekend's last-minute save and Joe Biden's move to sign the funding bill over the weekend.
The U.S. was on the brink of seeing its federal agencies grind to a halt without the cash they need to function or pay their employees, an outcome the White House warned would have hurt hard-working Americans and created instability across the country. But the American Relief Act, as it's called, was approved by House members.
Laura Trump is withdrawing her name from consideration to be a Florida senator. Over the weekend, President-elect Trump's daughter-in-law made a social media post saying she made the decision after an incredible amount of thought, contemplation, and encouragement. The move ended speculation she was interested in replacing Republican Senator Marco Rubio, who's been named to serve as Secretary of State in the incoming administration. Laura Trump previously announced she was stepping down as co-chair of the Republican National Committee. Scott Carr tells us two U.S. Navy pilots are reportedly doing okay after a friendly fire incident over the Red Sea.
Central Command says the pilot's FA-18 Super Hornet jet had just taken off from the USS Harry S. Truman aircraft carrier early Sunday when it was fired upon with a guided cruise missile from the USS Gettysburg. No explanation was given. Officials say both pilots were able to safely eject, with only one of them sustaining minor injuries. An investigation is underway.
It's the holiday season and time for many to put on their favorite Christmas films. Rotten Tomatoes is out with its list of top Christmas movies based on their certified fresh ratings. The list, starting at number 10, includes, of course, It's a Wonderful Life.
Merry Christmas!
Number one at the top of the movie list, Meet Me in St. Louis, an amazing film with Judy Garland. And last but not least, Lisa Carton is telling us millions of Americans already on the move just ahead of the holidays.
Forecasters say winter storms may impact travel in some parts of the country, including the Midwest and Northeast. This weekend alone, the TSA says holiday travel is predicted to top the record levels seen during the Thanksgiving holiday. And if you're headed to the airport, TSA says arrive 2.5 hours ahead of your scheduled flight. And AAA is predicting nearly 120 million people are expected to hit the road at least 50 miles from their homes between now and New Year's Day.
Good news is, right now, the National Weather Service says there could be some mild temperatures, maybe some rain and whatnot, but Christmas Day is looking pretty good in terms of average temperatures or above average temperatures. We'll keep you posted, though. We'll take a break and then go to the high seas with Navy Chaplain Bishop Joseph Coffey. We'll be right back. Catholic Connection is sponsored by House of Joppa. House of Joppa's mission is to share the beauty of our one holy Catholic and apostolic faith in our homes through Catholic home decor, art, candles, statues, rosaries, and Catholic jewelry. They're gifts designed to help you live out your Catholic faith. For more information, go to houseofjoppa.com. That's houseofjoppa, J-O-P-P-A.com.
More of Catholic Connection coming up on EWTN and Ave Maria Radio.
People ask how they can care for older family members who can't fully care for themselves. One answer is Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care. Visiting Angels assists adults nationwide with 600 locations to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Their caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meals, and light housework. Services are provided up to 24 hours per day, and you can select your caregiver before service begins. More information, including franchise opportunities, is on the web at visitingangels.com.
Did you know my mom's gonna have a baby? We heard the heartbeat and my dad said this is gonna be someone very special.
Hello, my name is Marianne Koharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. We hope you'll consider supporting the work of Pro-Life Across America. Your gift will help offer life-saving alternatives to those in need. Visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org or like us on Facebook.
This show is underwritten in part by the following nonprofit company.
My dear brothers and sisters, I'm Bishop Gerald Vinke of the Diocese of Salina in Kansas. This year, you can create a Christmas miracle for a child growing up in the extreme poverty of a developing country. By donating to Send a Box of Joy, you will surprise a child with what could be the first Christmas gift of his or her life. You can bless a child today by donating at boxofjoy.org.
Blessed to have my friend Bishop Joseph Coffey on with us from the Archdiocese for the Military USA. Amen. Navy chaplain, and he just loves the high seas, and we're so glad that he's been joining us for several years on the Good News Cruise. Bishop Coffey, happy Advent and early Merry Christmas to you, my friend. How are you?
Well, thank you, Teresa. Happy Advent to you, too. We both love the season of Advent. We don't want to jump
Amen.
The gun and celebrate Christmas before Halloween because we have a beautiful season called Advent, so we're taking
Amen.
Advantage of every day of it.
Amen. Now, I know you're back in Philly right now, your hometown, so you get to be with your family over the holidays, which is great. I know you won't be joining us for the 25 Good News Cruise, but you will be with us, God willing, for 2026, right, Your Excellency?
I am. I'm very excited about that. I think it'll be my third Good News Cruise. I just so much enjoy it. It's just a wonderful opportunity to gather on out at sea on a beautiful ship and see God's creation and be with wonderful Catholic couples and single people and wonderful speakers and entertainment and music. And it's just a fantastic way to spend a couple of days.
Now, prior to your being on the cruise with us, you said you're on the, I think you've done at least three with us over the past 5 years. Had you been on a cruise ship prior to that? Obviously, you're a Navy chaplain, so you sailed the high seas. But what was your impression the first time you were on a cruise ship compared
right,
to what
I
you do?
I always tell people that when you're on an aircraft carrier, it's not exactly like being on a cruise ship. It's all, everything's painted gray, first of all. Page gray and underway, as they say in the Navy. But being on a cruise ship is just an incredible treat, really, to give to yourselves. My mother actually took her 9 kids and all their spouses on a wonderful cruise a couple years before she died, and we had a fantastic time, and you know, really a lifetime of memories of spending that time with her on the high seas. And I think we went to Bermuda, which is a nice place to go on a cruise. So when John Hale and David, his brother-in-law of corporate travel, asked me if I wanted to be part of the Good News Cruise, I had heard of it. And I heard it on your show, I'm sure, because I love to listen to your show when I'm driving in my car long distances to all the veterans' hospitals. I kind of knew what it would be like, and I jumped at the chance, and I'm so glad I did, and I'm so happy they invited me for the 2006 version of it in January of 2006. So, February?
Yeah.
I forget. I know I have it in my calendar.
It's February, actually, next year. Well, actually, next year,
February
25. Yeah. In 2026, but it really is the one for 2025 is super early. It starts on January 5th, but that's sold out. That's an incredible opportunity
yeah.
as well. But We're speaking with Bishop Joseph Coffey from the Archdiocese of Military, who's been joining us the last few years for the Good News Cruises, and he will be with us, God willing, in 26 in February, goodnewscruise.com. So, Bishop, this one is going to be a little bit different in the sense that we are opening it up. We've had so many requests for people who are single or widowed or just young people want to come. And so we've opened it up. There's a number of different tracks. There's so many incredible speakers, as you mentioned. What could you say to folks maybe thinking about that this morning, attending the Good News Cruise 2026?
Oh, I think in the past they've concentrated mostly on couples, but I have already heard from some of my single friends that they're planning on going because I guess they got the word out that they'll be talking about all the various vocations that God calls us to, the married life, but also single and religious life. So there'll be something for everybody. And on a cruise ship, there's just so many things. So many fun things to do and entertainment. It's just a wonderful time to be with friends and people who are like-minded, people who want to share their faith and enjoy their faith and live their faith joyfully, not, you know, something we do once in a while, but really such a big part of our lives. So I'm so happy to have invited to it. And I think people who are thinking about it should really consider giving themselves the treat of a lifetime. And if it's a married couple, they can really enjoy their marriage together. And then if it's single people, they can enjoy the cruise as well. So I think it's going to be something for everybody.
Yeah, I'm just super excited because there's so many incredible speakers. If you look at the speakers, it's crazy. And then we have two performances by Andrea Bocelli, who's being flown down to one of the islands. I forget which stop that he's going to be at, but he's going to come on the ship twice, actually, because obviously you can't fit all people into one venue on the ship because there's 2,000 people, but he's going to be doing two concerts for us. But listen to this lineup. And, of course, Father Joseph Krupp, whom I just saw last week. I did an interview with him for his podcast. It was just so funny. He's a cruise MC and so just entertaining and uplifting. Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers, who's a phenomenal speaker, just a phenomenal, energetic speaker, and, of course, who's a host here at Catholic Radio on EWTN. Father Michael Schmitz, who's amazing. Matt Maher, who's an incredible musician. We also have, I think you're familiar with this priest, Father John Ricardo. He's another great speaker.
Wonderful priest, yep.
Now, I don't know why Garendi keeps ending up on the lineup, but he's there, too. So this guy, Dr. Ray Garendi, is going to show up. Well, he is, but he just wants the free food. He just wants the buffet. He just wants the Windjammer Cafe. But we'll talk about that later. The Bowmans are joining us again. Rachel and Jason, Sarah Kroger, Archbishop Aquila. Oh, my goodness. Father Dave Pavanka from Steubenville. This is crazy. Father Leo from EWTN, Steve Ray, Dr. Liz
Father
Lev
Leo,
from Rome.
I'll be the first in line for his tickets for his cooking show. He's so entertaining. He's wonderful.
Yeah, you got a front seat already. And then our very own Matthew Bunsen, who's also going to be speaking from EWTN News. I mean, this is crazy. It just goes on and on.
Yeah.
And we have a special appearance by Super Bowl champ. Have you heard of, did you know this? Matt Burke's going to be there, too.
Yeah, I got to meet Matt, and he's a really incredible guy. Wonderful man.
Yeah.
Very good Catholic gentleman, father, big family. You know, he's such a huge guy, played professional football.
It really is just an incredible opportunity, and I think speak to as we go into the break, Bishop Coffey, about the importance of getting away and spending time with like-minded folks. How important is that for our journey, our faith journey?
Well, it's incredibly important because, you know, there's a lot going on in the world right now, a lot going on in the church, there's some anxiety out there, and when you get a chance to spend a couple of days away from everything on a cruise ship, seeing the sunrise, seeing the sunset, seeing God's creation and its magnificence. And that's why I love my Navy cruises on the aircraft carrier for the same reason. But I was working on those cruises. This is just fun. This is a time to relax and hear wonderful speakers and share. Go to Mass, go to confession, have entertainment. And just when you're with like-minded people, you get your faith renewed and energized, and you realize you're not alone, and many, many people share your values and your faith. And to just share a cruise ship with people like that is an amazing experience. I'm so happy that John and David from Corporate Travel put this on for us. And I think that's why they do it, because they want to share their faith as well. And they do it in an incredible way, a very unique way. It's a special kind of way.
totally agree. And the website, by the way, folks, is Good News Cruise. We are talking with our friend Bishop Joseph Coffey, who's a naval chaplain with the U.S. Military Archdiocese and does such incredible work in his ministry, of course, especially with the veterans' hospitals. We have about a minute left, Your Excellency. Talk a little bit about what's your favorite aspect of the cruise, of the Good News Cruise? Do you have one? Do you have a favorite activity or what you like to do on the ships?
Well, I love all the fun stuff, obviously, but I have to be really honest. I just love the masses because we have these wonderful bishops and priests that give beautiful homily, beautiful music, like with Sarah Kroger and her husband and their band. So these are really, really wonderful, holy, joyful masses on these ships.
So it's incredible.
I really do.
We'll get into that a little bit more after the break. More with Bishop Joseph Coffey from the Archdiocese of the Military USA, who's going to be joining us on the Good News Cruise 2026. A little bit more also about, it sounds like we're on a cruise ship. How can it be prayerful? Oh, it is. These beautiful masses, plenty of time for confession, and plenty of time to be by yourself or with your spouse, just to look out the water and remember that God is God. We'll be right back.
The following program is brought to you in part by MyCatholicWill.com. Surveys show that more than half of Americans do not have a will. At MyCatholicWill.com, it takes as little as 15 minutes to write your will and secure a legacy of faith. MyCatholicWill.com is the exclusive online destination for creating a Catholic will. The process of writing a will is simple and now more accessible than ever. MyCatholicWill.com, a legacy of faith for those you love.
The wisdom of Mother Angelica.
I said to the sisters one day, what do you think you're going to look like in heaven? Oh, some of them had absolutely magnificent ideas. I didn't think of one of them. So I got desperate because then my turn came. I didn't know what to say. And so in desperation, I said, what do you think I'll wear in heaven? And they all said with one voice, armor!
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
What qualifies as a valid marriage in the eyes of the Catholic Church? The Catechism tells us there are certain requirements that must be present or the marriage is not a true sacrament. The requirements are as follows. The marriage must be between a baptized man and a baptized woman who are free to contract marriage and who freely express their consent. The Catechism defines freedom to contract as not being under constraint and not impeded by any natural or ecclesiastical law. The exchange of consent between the spouses is considered by the Church to be the most indispensable element of a valid marriage. According to the Catechism, the consent must be an act of the will of each party, free of coercion or grave external fear. If this freedom is lacking, the marriage is not valid. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
GoodNewsCruise.com 2026, February of 2026. Father Michael Schmitz, Matt Maher, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers. Oh my goodness, it just goes on and on. Dr. Ray Garendi, Father John Ricardo. Father Leo from EW Chen, Father Dave Pavanka from Steubenville, and our guest is also going to be there, the wonderful Bishop Joe Coffey, the Auxiliary Bishop for the Archdiocese of the Military Services, ordained a priest in 1996. Your Excellency, one of the things that I love about being on the cruise ship, some people say, well, how can you have prayerful things on a cruise ship? Well, we make it that way. It's fun. It's a combination of faith and fun. But you mentioned the beautiful masses. I also think just being out, and you know this, being a Navy guy and a sailor, just being out on the open seas, my father was in the Merchant Marines, and I told you the story how he sailed on the SS United States for many years. And he said, you want to feel small, you want to realize the power of God, stand on the deck of a ship and look out over the ocean. I never forgot that.
Yeah.
Never forgot that.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on that?
And my mother crossed the ocean in the USS United States.
I wonder if she met my dad.
The ocean with her sister, yeah.
Wow. Wow.
In fact, they had the record for the fastest transatlantic crossing by a commercial ship.
And now she's still sitting in dry dock, by the way, right by you in Philly. She's there.
I know.
Yes, that's the United States.
Yeah. A little bit of a problem figuring out what to do with her.
Yeah. But let's talk about the beauty of the ocean, how it makes you feel closer to God. At least that's how I feel.
Well, also, when you're out at sea and you don't have any ambient lighting from the city, the stars are unbelievable, so bright. So when you walk on the ship outside at night, and just the gentle rolling of the ship and seeing those stars all in their magnificence, there's nothing quite like it. It's something very special to be out at sea and see the lights without the lights of a city that make it not nearly as bright. But under the out in the ocean on a cruise ship, it's an amazing sight to see all the stars.
It's just so powerful to me. And I love the fact that we, as you said, Bishop, prior to the break, that it really is a beautiful combination of faith, fellowship, and fun, good, clean fun, and a lot of laughter and a lot of joy. So again, goodnewscruise.com for 2026. 2025 is sold out again, Your Excellency. So we're looking forward to 2020. Wow. Isn't that great? Yeah, 2026.
Yep. Wonderful.
All right, let's talk a little bit about... Go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead.
The thing I think about, when I was on my aircraft carrier, I did three cruises as a Navy chaplain. I remember saying mass, and I remember saying to the sailors, like, think about it, guys. We're about to receive Jesus. It was God who created the very oceans on which we're sailing right now. That's a nice way to think about it also. You know, the beauty of God's creation.
I just got the chills. Wow. That's so true. Yeah, really. The oceans are just phenomenal to me. I just love that. That's my favorite part. I mean, the islands are nice and they're very pretty, but I really like staying on the ship and just looking out over the water. I just love it. We're talking with Bishop Joseph Coffey, who's going to be joining us again for another Good News Cruise. This one in 2026. Goodnewscruise.com is a website. I wanted to ask you about the Jubilee year because it starts tomorrow, Bishop Coffey, and it is a very, very special time for us, isn't it?
It sure is, and I did a little bit of research, and I'm sure I learned about it at the seminary, but when this year, Jubilee year, was coming up, I just took a quick look and looked up the fact that it really goes back to our ancient Jewish roots from the book of Leviticus, chapter 25, that these Jubilee years were an acknowledgement that God is sovereign in our lives, and it's a chance for people to forgive each other. Debts were forgiven, indentured slaves and servants and even slaves were set free. The land lay fallow. The land got to rest for a year. And so these, for many, many centuries, they were every 50 years. But in the Catholic world, they're every 25 years. So Pope Francis will open up the holy door at the Vatican at Christmas Eve. That initiates this beautiful Jubilee year of 2025. And I'm really telling people, take advantage of a Jubilee year by maybe forgiving somebody, a family member, maybe asking for forgiveness from something, and just make this coming year a special Jubilee year, because unless there's an extraordinary Jubilee year, the next ordinary Jubilee year won't be for another 25 years. And so we really should take advantage of this one and really celebrate it in a very, very real way as much as we can.
And also, Bishop Coffey, what's so great about it is there's so many wonderful things going on locally in your own home archdiocese or diocese. Mm-hmm. For example, my bishop, Alan Vigneron, is having a beautiful opening mass on the 29th of December. And then he has this great pilgrimage available for people, and they can do it for how many times they want, or they can go to one church or one site. Mm-hmm. And he's developed a list of 12 different sites, for example, in the Archdiocese of Detroit, including, of course, our beautiful cathedral, but also the Solanus Casey Center and other places. And many dioceses are doing the same thing. So don't think it's great if you can get to Rome. Obviously, we'd highly recommend that. But there's so much going on in your own diocese that I would recommend people check out.
Yeah, that's a good point. There's lots of stuff we can do locally to celebrate the Jubilee year. I think it's just important people are aware of it and have some little understanding of what it actually means. So I know I preached about it, and I'll continue to preach about it. On Christmas Day, I'm going to talk about the Jubilee year. On New Year's Day, I'll talk about the Jubilee year, just so people have a little bit of an idea of what the Jubilee year is and why it should be something kind of special for our church.
Do you think people understand indulgences? Do you think we've finally gotten over that? Because there's a lot of confusion about that in the church for a while.
I think the confusion probably will persist for some, yeah. But it's important to ask questions and try to, you know, learn what the church teaches and why the church teaches certain things. So people like you are very helpful too with your radio show, because you teach a lot about the faith, and your husband Deacon Dom, so it's good to be able to explain things to people.
But this would be a great year, 2025, the Jubilee year, to find out and to do some research, right? To be your own little Catholic reporter, right?
Yeah, and there's so much available. I mean, with COVID, there was good and bad, obviously, like anything else. But one of the good things is an absolute explosion of Catholic ministries, you know, on the radio, on TV, and internet. So there's really no excuse. You can learn so much about our faith. It's actually a bit overwhelming, but you have so many opportunities to learn about the faith with so many great speakers and podcasts and books and radio stations. Your show, for example, the EWTN, the Catholic Channel, there's just so much good stuff out there. And it's fun to be part of it. It's exciting, because the more we learn, the more we love our faith.
Well said, as usual, Bishop. Thank you so much. I want to wish you and your beautiful family, your wonderful family, all your siblings and your nieces and grandnieces, and I know all the people you're going to have good time with this week, for the wonderful Christmas Eve and, of course, Christmas Day and the New Year's and going into the Jubilee year. Could you close us in a prayer, Bishop, if you wouldn't mind?
Absolutely. Dear Lord, we thank you for this day. Every day you give us is a beautiful gift, the gift of our friends and family, but most of all, the gift of our faith as we get ready to celebrate with great joy the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. We ask you to bless all of us and our families in this upcoming Jubilee year so that we can really know you and love you and be ready to spend eternity with you in heaven. May Almighty God bless all of you. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen.
Bishop Coffey, great to speak with you. God bless you and your wonderful ministry. And we look forward, God willing, to seeing you in 2026 for the Good News Cruise, goodnewscruise.com. Wrapping up a Monday morning when we come back. It is Christmas Eve Eve, as I like to say, December 23rd. Stay tuned.
Living the Beatitudes with Father Bjorn.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Mother Angelica said that the essence of evangelization is to tell everyone that Jesus loves you. Matt Frad says that it is one beggar showing another beggar where to find bread. Are we so full of the things of the world that we can't hear or receive the gifts that God is giving to us? In Isaiah, we hear, "The Lord delights in you. I've called you by name. You are mine. You are precious in my eyes, and I love you." Well, we often don't want to hear that, and in the Gospel of Matthew, it hits us over the head even more that we're invited to be part of the kingdom of God. Jesus is king, and he's come to establish his kingdom. The Beatitudes are the eight roads to God. They lead us with his gifts of the Holy Spirit to become the new person in Christ who will find happiness and bring that happiness to others. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
For more about the Beatitudes, visit EWTNRC.com.
It's time for Family Man with Dr. Gregory Popcha.
Did you know everything about Catholic family life is a prayer? Because of sacramental grace, when families do all the normal things we already do, but do them with the intention of sharing Christ's love with each other, we're praying. When you hug your kids, hold them an extra second and give them a hug from God, too. When you make a meal, ask the Blessed Mother to help you make it in the same spirit she served her son. When you discipline your kids, take a moment to pray together and ask God to help you learn to take even better care of each other. Inviting God's grace into everything we do is how normal, messy families become real domestic churches. To discover more ways your family can celebrate the liturgy of domestic church life, check out the newest editions of Parenting with Grace and visit CatholicCounselors.com. I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck, but you can call me Family Man.
To discover more ways faith can enrich your life, visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Welcome back, Catholic in Action, on a Monday, Christmas Eve, December 23rd. Viviana Maria Folletti is a woman of faith, a children's storyteller, and the creator of Little Feather Prince. Press for parents who are hungry for wholesome books for their children. This morning, we're going to talk first about the happiest Christmas tree ever, and then if we have time, the Cats Museum. But Vivian, thanks, Sir Viviana. Thanks for joining us. Let's start because it's Christmas time, and we're in the fourth week of Advent, and Christmas Eve is tomorrow. Let's start with the book, The Happiest Christmas Tree Ever. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Teresa. Thank you for having me.
All right, so tell us about The Happiest Christmas Tree Ever. I love that title.
Yes. So it is so important to keep Christ in the center of all of our festivities. That's basically why I wrote the book, to preserve our Christmas traditions, to explain why we do the things we do. For instance, a non-Catholic friend once told me that the Christmas tree was of pagan origin. We researched that and discovered that while there was a pagan ritual going on in Germany back in 731 with a false god and a large oak tree, St. Boniface was sent there to evangelize the German people. And by the power of God, St. Boniface cut down the large pagan oak tree, and then pointing to a little fir tree, he said, this is a quote from the book, "This little tree, a young child of the forest, shall be your holy tree tonight. It is the wood of peace. It is the sign of an endless life, for its leaves are evergreen. See how it points upward to heaven. Let this be called the tree of the Christ child. Gather about it, not in the wild woods, but in your own homes. There it will shelter loving gifts and rites of kindness."
That's beautiful. So is that why it's the happiest Christmas tree ever?
It is very happy because it wants to become a Christmas tree. And when his wish comes true, he's placed in a sacred Catholic church and experiences some amazing things. And I don't want to give away the ending, but yes, that's basically why he's very happy, because where he ends up.
Now, it's interesting because you're born in Germany, and of course the Christmas tree is much loved in Germany and has so many other wonderful Christmas customs. So what does this mean to you as someone who was born in Germany, especially to write a book like this, The Happiest Christmas Tree Ever?
To me, this is all about keeping Christ, the Christ child, in Christmas, the birth of our Savior. That's what it's all about. We have a lot of cute Christmas movies, and they're warm and wonderful in many ways, but very few, and also books, are actually about the birth of our Savior. So, you know, this is ever so important.
And the response to The Happiest Christmas Tree Ever so far, Viviana?
Well, it got some great theological applause from actually four holy priests by now, and some other customers. And everyone who has bought it absolutely loved it. As a matter of fact, some of the ladies from our wine pilgrimage in 2018, with whom I've connected on social media, some of them have bought it, and they were just very impressed with it. And I've only received positive feedback.
That's really encouraging. And by the way, she's referencing Wine, which is Women in the New Evangelization, CatholicVineyard.com. It's a ministry that we do pilgrimages every year. And Viviana was with us in 2018. And we have another one coming up, by the way, in 2025. But I just really love the title of it, The Happiest Christmas Tree Ever, because it's just right then and there, the cover of it. It just makes you happy thinking about it. And then I don't want to give the story away either, but the fact that it ends up in a Catholic church and has all these positive experiences, it really focuses on Jesus, but also on the Mass. And I think that's super important because, as you said, there's so many books out there that may have a cute little Christmas story, but they're not focused on Jesus being the reason for the season. In terms of selling, right, can people buy it by Christmas, Viviana, if they order it online? Could they get it by this Christmas or will it be after that? It'll still be in the Christmas season, though.
Right. Well, on my website, Little Feather Press, we don't offer super fast shipping. And I do not know. Amazon, maybe. But for sure, the Christmas season extends all the way till February 2nd, so they can definitely get it during the Christmas season.
Well, and you know what? I think that's a good thing. Yeah, because we forget. And how often do we see, and I know this probably drives you crazy too, but the day after Christmas or even Christmas night, you see some Grinches putting out their Christmas tree to the curb to be thrown away.
So
and
terrible.
thinking that Christmas is over when it's actually for us and should be for all of us just beginning. So I say, why not? Order it. And if you can't get it for Christmas in time, in terms of the actual day, you'll still have the Christmas season. Little Feather Press is the publisher. That's your company. What's the website for that, Viviana?
LittleFeatherPress.com.
All right.
And we actually founded it for the parent, as you already mentioned, who's hungry for wholesome and better books. Nowadays, in a regular bookstore, you have to worry about what your child may find even inside a children's book. And so you have to read every single page before you buy it. With Little Feather Press, you can rest assured that the dignity and innocence of childhood are respected. Plus, we hire some of the best artists worldwide for the intricate and elegant illustrations. They're not primitive, cartoonish illustrations typical of a current children's book. So we are a little different in that regard.
Well, good for you for doing this. Thank you for making this available. We're talking about the book, The Happiest Christmas Tree Ever, written by Viviana Maria Faletti. And she was born in Germany. She is the developer and the creator of Little Feather Press, as she mentioned. And she developed it for parents who are hungry for wholesome books for their children. We don't have time to talk about the other book, but maybe we can have Viviana back on, The Cat's Museum. Either way, check out the website, littlefeatherpress.com. Again, littlefeatherpress.com. We'll be right back to wrap up the program with our friend, of course, Gail Buckley, on our Scripture Verse of the Week, and I'll have some comments on a special gift that Deacon Dom and I received over the week and a little early Christmas present. I'll explain.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria mutual funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
People ask how they can care for older family members who can't fully care for themselves. One answer is Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care. Visiting Angels assists adults nationwide with 600 locations to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Their caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meals, and light housework. Services are provided up to 24 hours per day, and you can select your caregiver before service begins. More information, including franchise opportunities, is on the web at visitingangels.com.
Ave Maria Radio's Good News Cruise is more popular than ever. Every year, couples testify how their marriages are revitalized and transformed. The 2026 cruise is already three-quarters full, so if you want to join, now is the time. Special guests include musicians Andrea Bocelli, Matt Maher, Sarah Kroger, and John Ignati, as well as hosts from Ave Maria Radio. Fun, romance, devotion. Go to AveMariaRadio.net and click on the travel tab to find out more.
This show is underwritten in part by the following nonprofit company.
My dear brothers and sisters, I'm Bishop Gerald Vinke of the Diocese of Salina in Kansas. This year, you can create a Christmas miracle for a child growing up in the extreme poverty of a developing country. By donating to Send a Box of Joy, you will surprise a child with what could be the first Christmas gift of his or her life. You can bless a child today by donating at boxofjoy.org.
What a beautiful verse to wrap up our Christmas Eve show. And the rest of the week, we will have all kinds of great programming. This will be the last live show this week. I'll be back with you, God willing, next week for New Year's, for Monday. The verse today is John 1:14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Gail, love this verse. Thanks for joining us. Good morning and Merry Christmas.
Good morning. Merry Christmas to you. Yes, I thought this would be appropriate for today, you know, because, you know, Jesus, you know, he could have chosen just to appear on earth as a grown man, but he chose to be born of a woman, like all human beings, and, you know, to spend 9 months in his mother's womb. His birth was not just, it wasn't just an arrival of a divine figure, but it also shows that I think the profound, you know, significance of human life and family. And And being born, you know, as a human baby rather than as, you know, coming to us as an adult, I think, you know, it allowed him to, you know, fully experience human life and, you know, taking on our nature and suffering like we do. Because he was, you know, both human and divine, and he, you know, he was sinless, and he might, you might say, you know, he had to, like, walk in our shoes, you know, to fully understand and atone for human sin. So, you know, also the Catechism says that, you know, I think it's in paragraph 460, it states, let me see here, it says, the Word became flesh to make us partakers of the human, the divine nature. And it goes on to say, for this is why the Word became man, and the Son of God became the Son of Man, so that man, by entering into communion with the Word, and thus receiving divine sonship, might become a son of God. And so, you know, that doesn't mean that we become gods, but that the Word, who is Jesus, became flesh to make us partakers of his divine nature. You know, that means, you know, as believers, that, you know, through our faith in Jesus, that we're able to share in God's character and his attributes so that we can reflect God's goodness and love and righteousness and essentially, you know, becoming more like him in our thoughts and our actions, you know. So Christ was also born into, you know, humble circumstances in a stable, you know, among the animals. And I think that shows that greatness can emerge from lowly beginnings. And by entering the world as a child, he invites us to embrace, you know, childlike qualities in our faith. You know, children usually are very trusting and open-hearted. And you know, remember Jesus said, unless one becomes like a little child, they will never enter the kingdom of heaven. And so I think, you know, we just have to be open-minded like children. And I think the nativity story also underscores the significance of family. You know, Jesus was born into a family with Mary and Joseph, which shows the tribe's design for a familial, you know, relationship. The Holy Family serves like a model to us, you know, nurturing love and protection and all this. And so the birth narrative, I think, also symbolizes hope and new beginnings. And you know, we in many cultures, it represents renewal and potential for human generations. For Christians, Jesus' birth brings, you know, the promise of redemption and eternal life, which is a wonderful gift for us. And I just want to add something, Teresa. You know, so many times we hear outside of Catholic Church usually that Mary was just a vessel that God used. You know, but people don't stop to think about the fact that Jesus took on her DNA. You know, all his human attributes, his hair color, his eyes, his skin, et cetera, all came from Mary. And we also know, I love the series The Chosen. It shows the relationship between Mary and Jesus as being loving and him respecting her and loving her like any son would. And I think that's so important because that really is, we know that had to be the relationship that they had, a loving, as a devout Christian family, they would love each other and honor each other and be respectful of each other. And we know that's the way it was. And so I just think that that's important for people to remember, that Mary, you know, wasn't just a vessel that God used to bring Jesus to earth, but she was his mother, and she's the mother of God and deserves our respect and honor as well.
Amen. And Scripture tells us that she was full of grace, and so
exactly.
Therefore she didn't have anything else in her but grace. Gail, we're out of time, sweetie. Thank you so much. I have to wrap up with
Merry Christmas thoughts.
Merry Christmas, and God willing, we'll talk to you next Monday as we move into 2025, and of course the Jubilee year starting tomorrow with the opening of the Holy Doors in Rome by the Pope. Gail, it's been a great year. We look forward to more
Thank
great
you.
Scripture
Same
verses
year.
And commentaries next year, God willing. And actually next Amen. Monday, before New Year's. Have a great Christmas, Gail. Appreciate it. Gail Buckley with Catholic Scripture Study International. Okay, I have about 3 minutes left. I wanted to wrap up just with some thoughts. And Deacon Dom and I received a beautiful early Christmas present yesterday. So he had the 10 o'clock Mass yesterday. He also had the 6 o'clock on Saturday, so I went to the vigil with him. And Sunday, while he was at Mass, I was sitting on the couch writing my article for Catholic News Agency, and someone pulls up in the driveway and drops something off in the door. between the screen door and the front door. And I tried to get up to see who it was. All I saw was a white van pulling out, and there was this beautiful wrapped Christmas present with a card to Dominic. And being that I'm his wife, I went ahead nosy. I take after my mother. Nosy Rosie opened it, and it was a beautiful card, a thank you card from a couple at our parish, friends of ours, Connie and Terrence. And she wrote my husband a beautiful note about a homily he gave last Christmas in 2023. And said that it meant so much to her. She said, "Last Christmas Eve, you delivered a powerful and memorable message. Your words lingered in our hearts and heads for days. We not only embraced your words, but we made a point to display your beautiful Christmas's proof message in our home to remind us and all who entered throughout Christmas the reason and the season of God's priceless gifts. Trust the time you devote to your ministry, that it is appreciated and making a positive difference in the lives of others. With love and gratitude, Connie and Terrence," and their son Terrence. Beautiful family. We used to work with them in the marriage ministry. But she not only gave this beautiful compliment to my husband, Deacon Dominic, which is a compliment to me as well as a deacon's wife, but she, as she said in the card, put some of his words from the homily on a plaque that reads, and this is what part of what Dom said last year in his homily, "God is good. Christmas is proof. God is love. Christmas is proof. God is forgiveness. Christmas is proof. God is peace. Christmas is proof. God is the goal of all our human striving, our promise of eternal life. Christmas is proof." So I want to take this time on behalf of the staff at Ave Maria Radio, my producer Andrew Krucek, and also EW10, the wonderful people behind the scenes in Alabama, to wish you a beautiful and a merry rest of Advent, but also a beautiful Merry Christmas, because we won't be live with you tomorrow. EWTN has some amazing Christmas programming for you tomorrow and Christmas Day all week long. We'll have some special recorded programs for you toward the end of the week, some new fresh material. Have a Merry Christmas. And remember, Jesus, nobody else, is a reason for the season. God bless you. Buon Natale.
You've been listening to Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo. Catholic Connection is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Andrew Krucek. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net. That's AveMariaRadio.net. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for another edition of Catholic Connection.